This is an ABC podcast.
Have you ever been involved in a parent show and tell at your child's school? Well, if you have been, chances are it didn't end with police being called, fears of a terrorist attack, and a dressing down by the school principal. Hello, I'm Juanita Phillips, and this is Tall Tales and True, the best of live storytelling across Australia. Our next story comes from ABC Sydney Evenings presenter Sarah McDonald. It started with her husband leaving behind a prop after telling a story at the local primary school. Sarah, who co-hosts The Full Catastrophe, is at the Giant Dwarf in Sydney.
So the story I want to tell today took place a couple of years ago. It was last day of school term. It was a time when we're all absolutely exhausted. Meanwhile, there's terrible events going on in the world and in Afghanistan, but everyone's just obsessed with their own life. Last day of school, big assemblies, we're all tired and emotional, we've had all the dance recitals and all this kind of stuff, and everyone's had it. And so I had to go into the school to pick up my kids. And my daughter's teacher had said to me, oh, can you come and pick up something you'd left in the classroom earlier in this year, or your husband Jonathan had left? I said, sure. So Jonathan had gone to her classroom to talk about Afghanistan, because they were studying a novel which was set in Afghanistan. And so his teacher, her teacher had said, can Jonathan come and talk to the class about what life was like in Afghanistan? And he said, sure. And when you're talking to kids, you take props in, right? So he took this prop in. I have to show it to you because you won't believe the story otherwise. So it's an Indian butter tin, and it's full of crisp Afghani notes, right? Stuffed to the brim of Afghan money, right? And he took this in to show them just how poor it was in Afghanistan. Inflation was so high that when he was there, this is in the time of the Taliban, and then in the war, where the Taliban were defeated and peace and prosperity did not come to Afghanistan, but that was meant to happen. But at this stage, this whole tin of money could not even get a starving person a loaf of bread, so he couldn't even give it away. So he's telling the kids about that, and then they'd kept the money to maybe count it and do stuff like that, and he'd left it at the school. So I said, yep, I'll pick it up. So I go and pick it up, and I go down to the front desk of the school to do something, and then I kind of was pretty forgetful, pretty exhausted, went home. And then the next morning, I get this phone call from my daughter's teacher. And she said, oh, hi, you know that tin of money? I said, yeah. And she said, oh, you left it at the school at the front desk. I went, oh, I'm so sorry. It was pupil-free day, you know how they set up for the rest of the year. I said, oh, sorry about that, I'll come and get it. She went, no, you need to come up to the school. You need to see the principal. You're in a bit of trouble. And I didn't know if she was sort of laughing or crying. So I was like, okay, so all right. So I get in the car, I go up, and I thought I'd better get a coffee before I go and see the principal, because it was bringing back, you know, my year nine troubles. So I get a coffee, and as I'm getting a coffee, I just see this group of women really full on gossiping. And I'm like, God, ladies, what's happening? I said, did you hear what happened at school yesterday? I said, no. And they said, well. So they tell me this story, that as I'm in the plaza eating ice cream with my kids celebrating the end of year, the woman had looked up at the desk and seen this tin full of money, and she had freaked out. And she had called the principal. And the principal had freaked out. Can I just say, we don't live in like inner city Redfern. Like, our area is quite multicultural, but it's pretty conservative and straight suburbia. The principal had freaked out. She had run through the playground where the year sixes were gathered, because one of these year sixes had a parent who was a cop. And she went up to the cop and she said, we've got a major emergency. And he goes running through the playground. And all the kids are like, wow, the principal's running, you know. So he comes and he sees this, you know, tin full of money, and he said, oh, no, that's not good. And so these women are talking about this, and I said, oh, then what happened? Well, they called the police. Didn't you hear the sirens? There was two paddy wagons came. And I was like, did they? I heard they checked it for anthrax, said one. I heard they checked it for gunpowder and explosives, said the other. And I'm just like, oh, my God, what have I done? They were going to put the school in lockdown, but luckily the kids had left, you know, when they hide under the desks. So the good news of this story is they did not do that, because the kids had actually left. So I said, okay, I've got to go somewhere. So I go to the principal's office and I like knock on the door. I've got my head down, like I'm in year nine again. Hi. She said, come in. And I said, I've got something to tell you, miss. And she said, what? And I said, that tin of money. She said, yes. I said, that was mine. And she went, I should have known it was yours. And I said, well, what did you think? And she said, well, we didn't know if it was drug money We didn't know what it could be, you know, as money laundering operation, unlike in our suburb. She said it could have been someone bribing their way into the school. And I was like, I said, look, this is a pretty good public primary school. I don't know what our NAPLAN results are because I don't believe in it. It's pretty good. It's not that good. And I said, and you know that it's not worth anything, right? It's old money. She said, no, it's not. We looked it up. It's worth $150,000. And I said, no, it's not. She said, yes, it is. We looked it up on the internet. She said, the police even think it's worth more. And I was like, it's not worth $150,000. Yes, it is. So I do what anyone would do. It's really, really hot day. I'm hot and bothered. And I ring Jonathan and I say, guess what? And he goes, what? And I said, we can get a pool. And he goes, why? I said, because that Afghan money is worth $150,000. He said, no, it's not. I said, yes, it is. The principal says. And he goes, why does the principal know about the money? And I said, oh, well, the cops think it's worth even more. And he goes, what? And I said, yeah, because it's actually at Chatswood Police Station and you're under investigation, you need to go and get it. So Jonathan has to go to Chatswood Police Station. He walks in, he goes, hi. And they said, hi. And he goes, look, I'm the guy who left a tin of Afghan old money at the primary school yesterday, or my wife did. And they went, oh, you're that guy. And he goes, yeah, look, I need to tell you guys, you just need to calm down for a sec. It's not worth $150,000. And they said, no, you're right, it's not. It's worth $3 million. And Jonathan's like, no, it's not worth $3 million. Yes, it is. And then you hear this guy on the other side of the cop shop goes, is this the $3 million man? He comes running over. And Jonathan's standing there going, it's not worth $3 million. Well, you better come with us, sir. So they take him into an interview room. Why have you got $3 million? There's a knock on the door. Is this the guy that left $3 million bucks at the primary school? All the police are coming to check out this guy. So Jonathan explains Afghanistan, Taliban, bit of a thing called the war. You know, America went in, Osama bin Laden, they changed governments, and they had, you know, blah, they changed currency. It's not worth $3 million. They went, oh, I'll just give us a minute. So they went out and they came back and they went, yeah, you're right, it's not worth anything. By this stage, I'm like, the pool. I'm having a harbourside mansion. Right? Probably couldn't get you a terrace in Redfern now. This is 2 years ago. Right? Anyway, so he gets the brown evidence bag with the money in it and he goes, well, I don't want the money. Like, where's the tin? That's worth something to me because, like, how cute is it? So they said, well, we've chucked that out. So they run around Chatswood Police Station, they find the tin, they let us go home with the money, with the tin, with no police record. But on the way out, he's just hearing all these people going, that's the guy with $3 million, that's the guy with $3 million. So now at the school, I have just spent penance for the last 2 years for being the drug smuggling, money laundering, you know, bribing mother with tins of money into the school. And the Mother's Day after that, I got a lovely present and it was framed, this letter that the headmistress had written to the Chatswood Police saying, dear Chatswood Police, it was the problem was that a husband of ours and a wife of ours did have this money in the tin, explaining the whole thing, and attached to it was some of the money, and it was the best. I've got it framed and put it in my study. And it just always reminds me of, you know, the other side of me that I could have been. And the time I brought a full catastrophe to our local school.
A big thank you to Sarah and sorry about the money. Sarah was live on stage at the Giant Dwarf in Sydney for The Full Catastrophe, a regular live storytelling event and podcast. If you like the show, please rate us and write us a review. It helps other people find us who might like or need these stories. Thank you for listening to this season of Tall Tales and True. A big thank you to our incredible live storytelling partners, Giant Dwarf and Spun Stories. There are heaps of other amazing live storytelling events across Australia too, so find out what's happening wherever you are. And if there isn't anything in your town, why not start your own event and let us know? Subscribe to Tall Tales and True on the ABC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts. The producer of this season of Tall Tales and True is Kate Carrigan. Our executive producer is Ian Walker. The manager of ABC Audio Studios is Kelly Reardon. I've been your host, Juanita Phillips. Thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Koulas, host of Days Like These, a brand new ABC podcast. Each week, we chat to one person about the biggest yarn of their life. These are human stories that range from heartbreaking to hilarious. You'll hear from everyday Australians who've conquered adversity, triumphed against the odds, and experienced all kinds of love, loss, and joy. Join us on Days Like These. New episodes are released each Wednesday. You can find them on the ABC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts.